Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So if you guys say, you know what, how can I get people to hire me? Okay, that's what happens when you, true story, by the way, not for you, but there was once a gentleman, I just heard this on an audiobook this week, there was once a gentleman, The Magic of Thinking Big, written over 100 years ago, I believe, that's the one I'm listening to now, and it's interesting. Times have changed in the last 100 years. He wouldn't even say the word H-E-L-L in his book. Isn't that interesting? Like back 100 years ago, you couldn't even say anything, basically. He just said H. And like his audience knew that. Would you like to be back in, you know, some of us would like to be back in that time. But anyway, so it's interesting to read a book that's very, very old because the concepts have changed. But here's the true story. The author was standing at a hotel, and the gentleman in front of him ripped the hotel person guy to shreds and said, "Where is my room? I asked for a double, a queen double, and blah, blah, blah." And the gentleman said, "Actually, sir, we have your telegram," I think it was back then, "that says in your own handwriting that you wanted..." "Well, that's not true," and da-da-da-da. I mean, he ripped him up and cussed him out. And then, when he was done and said, "I'm never coming into this institution again," the author of the book comes up and says, "Hello." And the gentleman says, "Why, hello, sir. How may I serve you?" And the guy's shocked that he hasn't even been rattled. And he's, like, very impressed. And he says to the gentleman, like, "How are you not rattled after that man just gave you the worst cussing treatment I've ever heard?" And the man goes on to say, "Sir, I'm sure he's a pretty good guy underneath. He probably is upset at something, and he's taking it out on me." Wow. Now, you think that guy showed up filled up? Both of them did. The guy who cussed did, too, but a different show. But here's the point. That's salesmanship. That's the type of salesmanship that you can't even pitch. Make sense? Guys, people are watching us. People are watching us all the time, everywhere. You guys have heard some of my crazy stories. Walking into Cracker Barrel, walking out with somebody sign up for AAE. Her name's Milka. She lives locally here. John Lee on an airplane. I mean, this is what happens. And I'm not saying, ooh, I get it all the time, because trust me, I don't. If my kid is misbehaving in the store, I might not show up filled up. But the point is this: a well-lived and well-loved life is the best billboard for your coaching service. I would argue to you guys today, because everyone has a pocket video in their hands, especially today, like, we need to be on. Does this make sense? I mean, you cut somebody off and they have their smartphone up and you do some things you're not happy with, you don't know. The higher you go, the more people are going to just try to mess with you. Make sense? So that's why, I mean, we need to be people that do the tough work. There's a counseling term where it's called projection, where you're angry at your boss and you come home and yell at the kids, right? Or you're angry at the cop and you yell at blah, blah, blah. It's projection. And with the way videos are today and Big Brother and everything, like, we are always being watched. And don't take that as a, "Oh my gosh, that's a burden." Take it as, "Oh my gosh, that's an opportunity." Because most people aren't prepared for that. Make sense? Most people aren't thinking about being on at all times. But you guys have that opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.